VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. China said Monday it would impose tariffs on $60 billion worth of imports from the United States, retaliating after President Donald Trump boosted taxes on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods sent to the U.S. and moved to impose duties on another $300 billion of Chinese exports. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mahani reports.
China is responding with a big tariff increase of its own, from 5% to 25% on $60 billion in U.S. goods. The boost will kick in June 1st and affect products from batteries to coffee. Just this morning, President Trump had warned China not to retaliate and said if it doesn't strike a trade deal, it will be hurt very badly.
AP reporter Sagar Mahani. Saudi Arabia says two of its oil tankers suffered significant damage in a sabotage attack early Sunday off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Reuters' Eve Johnson has details.
The incidents occurred near Fujairah Port, one of the world's largest bunkering hubs. It lies just outside the Strait of Hormuz, which separates the Gulf states from Iran. The strait is a major global oil and gas shipping route and lately has been in the media spotlight as tensions between Iran and the United States escalate. Washington says it's received threats from Iran and has sent an aircraft carrier and other forces to the region. Following news of the attacks, Iran's foreign ministry called for an investigation into what it called, quote, worrisome and dreadful incidents.
Reuters' Eve Johnson. Those tensions are at the top of the agenda today as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meets with allies at the European Union headquarters in Brussels, the first stop of his European tour. They will discuss recent threatening actions and statements by Iran. This is VOA News. Swedish prosecutors are reopening a rape case against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Speaking to reporters Monday in Stockholm, Eva Marie Persson, deputy director of public prosecutions, says that there is still a probable cause to suspect that Assange committed a rape, adding that it's for Britain to decide whether to extradite him to Sweden or the United States, where he's wanted for allegedly hacking into a Pentagon computer. Reacting to Sweden's decision, WikiLeaks editor-in-chief said in a statement that the reopening of the case will give Assange a chance to clear his name. The Taliban's chief negotiator says in newly released remarks that the United States is on the verge of defeat and will quit Afghanistan soon, either of their own accord or they will be forced out. He made the assertions in an April 28th speech to an internal gathering in Doha, Qatar, just 2 days before leading his insurgent negotiators into a week of fresh talks with the U.S. team. On Saturday, former U.S. Defense Chief Robert Gates said there is a real risk that if American troops withdraw from Afghanistan before the Afghan government is stable, the Taliban might retake control of the country. Gates told CBS News that the insurgent group still wants to rule over Afghanistan. The UN said Sunday that the redeployment of Houthi forces from key ports in Yemen went in accordance with established plans. The UN is slated to verify the first phase of Houthi troop withdrawal on Tuesday. As Reuters' Francesca Linnau reports, the redeployment efforts that began Saturday are related to a deal reached in December.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeidah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeidah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people.
That was Reuters' Francesca Linnau. The port of Hodeidah is the entry point for 70% of the humanitarian aid and imports to Yemen. More than 60 million voters in the Philippines are expected to cast ballots Monday in a midterm election that could strengthen President Rodrigo Duterte's hold on power. Of the 18,000 legislative seats on the local and national level, all eyes will be on 12 vacant seats in the 24-seat Senate that could be filled with candidates personally backed by Duterte. Winning a Senate majority would give legislative backing for his anti-crime proposals, including the return of the death penalty and lowering the age for criminal liability of child offenders. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.